Welcome to the guides on what are your entitlements as an EPF member. Do you know that as a member, you are eligible for the following entitlements? A. Individual retirement savings account under I account. B. Flexible withdrawal options. C. Monthly mandatory contribution from both employer and employee. If you are wondering, what are the services offered under iAccount? No worries, we are here to guide you. As a member, you can enjoy the following services. Number 1. You can apply for an e-pengeluaran. Number 2. You can check your current and previous EPF statements. Number 3. You can check your withdrawal application status and history. Number 4. You can check your withdrawal history and nomination status. Number 5. You can calculate the estimate amount for housing withdrawal, savings, and investments. Number 6. You can update your profile, including address. Number 7. You can check your EPF contribution transactions records for the past 2 years. Lastly, Number 8. You can check iAccount activities log. Well, if you are asking how you can register for iAccount, follow the two steps below. Step 1. Get your temporary user ID and password from your nearest EPF office or kiosk by using your MyCard. Step 2. You are required to visit the website www.kwsp.gov.my and go to the member login section and use the temporary user ID and password that was sent via SMS to activate. Please remember that activation must be done within 30 days of receiving SMS. Moving on to step 3. You will need to choose a new user ID, password, image, and secret phrase. Step 4. Once activation is complete, you will get a successful notification on your screen. Lastly, step 5. You can log in with your new account details and you are now in charge of your EPF savings. Next, what is the eligibility criteria for registering iAccount? For Malaysian members, you must own a member ID number and a valid EPF number. Can I know the security measures undertaken for the EPF website? The EPF has implemented multiple security measures to ensure the protection of the system and confidentiality of members' information subject to the terms and conditions of use. Well done! You have successfully covered on Member iAccount. Stay tuned for the next guide. Thank you.